The megacity was alive with a hum of distant business. Streetlights fluttering to life one by one as twilight descended. Amid the rushing crowds, Lena moved like a shadow, unnoticed, drifting to the inflow of people. The weight of the day pressed on her shoulders. Yet commodity inside her sustained for a breath of commodity different. Commodity real. She set up herself drawn to the little cafe on the corner, a quiet place put away down from the noisy thoroughfares. The sign above the door read, "The Blue Lantern," its soft gleam promising retreat from the world outdoors. With a reluctant smile, Lena pushed open the door and stepped outside. The air was warm and ambrosial with a scent of fresh coffee and ignited chuck. Soft music played in the background, a gentle air that sounded to echo the beat of her own heart. She chose a seat by the window and ordered a cappuccino, her fritters tracing the hem of the mug as she awaited. It was also that she noticed him. Across the room, sitting alone at a small table, was a man whose presence sounded to fill the space. His eyes were deep pools of riddle, dark and violent, yet kind. He looked up compactly, and their gapes met, a transitory moment that felt charged with implied words. Lena snappily looked down, cheeks flushing. She was ungenerally the type to get caught gaping. But commodity about him pulled her in, an unnoticeable thread weaving their fates together. Twinkles passed before he stood and approached her table. "May I?" he asked vocally, waving to the empty president. She jounced, unfit to find her voice. "My name is Ethan," he said, sliding into the seat. "I do and generally do this, approach non-natives, but there was commodity about you I couldn't ignore." Lena smiled shyly. "I'm Lena, and perhaps occasionally non-natives need to be noticed." Their discussion began sluggishly, a delicate cotillion of questions and answers, hoarse laugh and pauses. Ethan spoke of his love for music and the books he carried wherever he went. Lena participated her dreams, the story she wanted to write, but no way had the courage to start. As the evening wore on, the cafe voided, and the world outside slipped further down. In that small cocoon of warmth and light, two souls began to unravel the walls they'd erected around themselves. By the time the streetlights outside blinked off and the last song faded from the speakers, Lena and Ethan had lost track of time and maybe indeed themselves, lost in the moment, lost in each other. The coming morning, sun streamed through Lena's bedroom window, painting golden stripes across the walls. Her phone buzzed still on the nightstand, a communication lighting up the screen. "Ethan, last night was unanticipated and inconceivable. Can we meet again?" Her heart skipped. She goggled at the communication, also smiled vocally. Perhaps this was a launch of commodity new, commodity she had only dared to dream about. They met that autumn at a near domain, where the trees swayed gently in the breath, and the scent of blooming flowers filled the air. Ethan arrived beforehand, carrying a small bouquet of wildflowers, simple but beautiful, just like the moment. Lena's smile widened when she saw him. "You flashed back," she said, accepting the flowers. "I flashed back the little effects," Ethan replied, eyes twinkling. They walked together beneath the cover of green, talking about everything and nothing. The walls between them melted down, replaced by an easy comfort, a connection deeper than either had anticipated. Days turned into weeks. Their meetings came the highlight of Lena's life, each hassle weaving new vestments into shade of their story. They explored the megacity's retired corners, participated favorite books and songs, and rumored dreams under starlit skies. But as their bond grew, so did the murk lurking beneath the face. One evening, as they sat on a bench overlooking the swash, Ethan's smile faltered. His aspect drifted to water, distant and worried. "Is commodity wrong?" Lena asked, reaching for his hand. Ethan dithered. "There's a part of my life I haven't participated with you yet. Commodity, I'm hysterical, might change how you see me." Lena squeezed his hand gently. "Try me." With a deep breath, Ethan revealed his secret, a once tangled with miscalculations and regrets, a history he kept hidden for fear of losing her. He spoke of misplaced openings, broken trust, and the scars that still visited him. For a moment, silence wrapped around them, thick and heavy. Lena's mind contended, scuffling with the unforeseen shift. But also she looked into Ethan's eyes and saw not darkness, but courage the frippery it took to be vulnerable. "I'm not hysterical," she rumored. "We all carry murk, but perhaps we can face them together." A gash slipped down Ethan's impertinence as he pulled her close. Thankful for the light she brought into his life. In that grasp, they set up stopgap, fragile but real, a pledge to stand side by side, no matter what the future held. The weeks that followed tested Lena and Ethan in ways neither could have anticipated. His history wasn't just a collection of recollections, but tangled with people and circumstances that resurfaced, hanging to pull them piecemeal. There were moments when mistrustfulness crept into Lena's heart. Could she trust this love that sounded so fragile yet so fiercely alive? Could Ethan truly leave behind the murk that chased him? One stormy evening, as thunder rolled low in the distance, Lena stood at the window of her apartment, watching the megacity blur under waste of rain. Her phone buzzed, a communication from Ethan. "Ethan, I need to see you. Please." Without vacillation, she seized her fleece and stepped out into the storm. They met at the old ground, the rain soaking through their clothes, but neither caring. Ethan's eyes were filled with urgency and remorse. "I nearly lost you moment," he said, voice breaking. "My once caught up with me. Miscalculations I made, people I hurt. But you're the one thing I don't want to lose." Lena stepped closer, wiping the rain from his face. "We're not perfect. Love isn't about no way falling, it's about how we rise. Together." He took her hands in his, holding them like a lifeline. "I'm ready to face everything, if you're by my side." That night, beneath the stormy sky, they promised to make a future on trust, remission, and unwavering support. Days turned lustrously. Ethan started making amends, healing old injuries, and opened his heart completely to Lena. She, in turn, set up strength in his honesty, letting go of her fears to embrace the immense beauty of their love. One crisp afterlife autumn, they returned to the little cafe where it all began. Sitting at the same table, Ethan reached into his fund and pulled out a small, delicate ring. "Lena," he said, voice steady with conviction, "you are my light in the darkest moments, my reason to keep believing. Will you marry me?" Gashes welled in her eyes as she jounced, heart overflowing with joy. "Yes, Ethan, lost in you. I've set up everything." The megacity buzzed around them, but in that moment, time stood still. Two souls once lost had eventually set up home in each other.